Oh, es ist grün.
It's green.
Hallo Hamburg.
Hello Hamburg.
Wollt ihr Constanze mal in Panik aus?
Do you want to see Constanze break into a panic?
Ich habe meinen Text vergessen.
I forgot my text.
Ich habe keine Panik.
I have no panic.
Nein.
Nope.
Du weißt ja auch, wo dein Handtuch ist.
Well, you know where your towel is too. Yes, I do.
23.
So, 23.
Die 23.
The 23rd edition in the 26th year. Who of you has read Illuminati? That is 1/8, way too few. Okay. So, hey, we'll tell them something new by giving them the wisdoms that you can take away for your life from there. Didn't catch that interjection. Well, this will be the dominating topic. So, communication is only possible between equals. That is something I think of when someone says Illuminati. And that also explains why talks are so hard. Well, yeah, because you first have to know such a lot about your audience. Well, we do, don't we? We know these people. Yes, they were all here last year already, right? If they got a ticket. Well, that was a mean one, sorry about that. Who found it more difficult this year getting a ticket than last? Okay, just a third. There's room for improvement there. Yeah. How do you call it? Survivor bias? Yeah. So we mustn't ask the people here. Who's here for the first time, though? Oh. I kind of like that. The exchange is working. Well, for me, it makes me nervous sometimes because our API for repeat customers is not up to 100%. Well, maybe we have to make it a bit more clear than you've done in the past what we do here. No. Well, I can give you a short leak, perhaps. Just stop listening for a while. I've seen the crystal ball. I wasn't allowed to touch it in the basement. Who this year will start building a time machine to experience all the talks at Congress live in the correct order? You shouldn't have said this loudly if you want to get out here alive. We'll congratulate you if you do. Well, just 5 of you. Well, good luck. Who, talking of time machines, who for the first time this year was confronted with the request by a relative to switch to this Linux? That is 10%, perhaps? Yeah? More than those with the time machine. Those are all your customers now. We wanted to have an exercise with the audience. Yes, we did want that. Well, a kind of overarching issue. Well, we were going on about these already, weren't we? I hope not. Well, we'll practice, maybe. All of you. Thank you, AI. We'll mention it now because there will be a few opportunities to repeat this later on. So, more clearly, thank you, AI. And now with enthusiasm, with desperate enthusiasm, thank you, AI. Yes. We'll remind you of this later on. Not too often, don't worry. We have an anniversary. 30 years of macroviruses. Hooray, says the slide.
30 Jahre Makroviren und es ist noch nicht
and vorbei. It's not over yet. Oh my God. The first widespread macrovirus was in 94. 95 was not yesterday. That was 30 years ago. So what happens, Ron, if you click on Tell Me More, please?
Das wissen alle, die das schon mal getan haben.
All that have ever done this know.
Ein dunkler,
zorniger, a dark, wacht. Angry God will awake. Or Clippy.
Bestimmt machen Sie da den
surely they'll put the next AI in there too. You'll get some ads first.
Kopfschmerztabletten zum Beispiel.
Painkillers for a headache, for example.
Okay.
Now, looking back 10 years ago, the announcements in the stats 10 years ago was that for the first time there'd be a cyber bank robbery worth $1 billion, and that happened. It did at the time, allegedly. The first billion is the hardest, but that was before Bitcoin. Yeah, that was before Bitcoin, yes. And then this was accelerated, and 1.5 billion now is what North Korea made in February.
Monthly.
Bybit rausgetragen, angeblich.
Allegedly, Bybit.
Wer hat da Geld verloren?
Who lost money there?
Ich würde es auch nicht zugeben.
I wouldn't admit it myself either.
Ja, genau. Wer kennt jemanden?
Who knows someone who lost money?
Frage für einen Freund.
Asking for a friend.
Da hat sich keiner gemeldet.
No one showed up.
Was war auch vor 10
What
Jahren?
Also happened 10 years ago?
Hello Barbie.
Hello Barbie. Does anyone remember?
Ja, ja, okay, es gibt okay, Flashbacks.
Doch fünf
Flashbacks, yeah, five people.
Ich glaub, es aber nur in
But I believe this was only sold in the US. I'm not quite certain, though. Were you able to buy it in Germany? Well, we didn't find it. Didn't find info of being able to buy it here. And I did some research because I thought, well, this is 10 years ago. It should be able to read up on all this in detail. I'm sure there was a class action, of course. And how long was this? On the market? I think 2 years. But maybe I misunderstood and it was only 3 months or so, because quite quickly people got angry. And the back end was live for 4 years, I think. Impressive, right? And papers were published about it. Papers. The kind of papers like, is Barbie obliged to file reports with any authorities if it learns about child abuse? The parallels to ChatGPT are rather clear, right? No one's laughing. Well, it is no laughing matter, really, is it? No. So, in principle, if you read this today, it just is a precursor for many things that we talk about these days regarding miners' interactions with ChatGPT and all the other software, all that is being debated right now. And there are articles about these chat histories with people who then commit suicide or take their own lives later, where you see things like sentences that ChatGPT is supposed to have uttered. This is too hard for me now, I'll hand over to a human being. And as an expert or interested person, you sit there and think there are three options. Either they actually implemented this, but no one was alerted, no one picked up the phone, or the person that should have picked up the phone was overloaded, wasn't able, too many requests, or the AI even hallucinated this. I think it's three. Fair enough. We will never know. Let's move on. This is 10 years ago already. Smartphones as health data dumps. This happened. Well, in retrospect, it's more like this centralization of health data that we see in the European at the European level. So it's, the issue has kind of shifted. The larger dumps of data are with the health insurances still. Well, I'm not quite sure. I believe that the data is sitting there, and seeing Apple keynotes and see the glint in the eye of what was the person's name? Steve Jobs? No, not Tim Apple. Not Steve Jobs. Well, never mind. But the Apple Watch head person got in there, and you realize he knows that he's sitting on a gold mine and wonders what he can do with it. And then these needs arise, and if you centralize this, maybe on a server somewhere. Well, no, I think the quality of the data is the different, right? It's the personal measurements like pulse. You must know this. You do have this neurosis, don't you? What? Well, this measurement neurosis, the share in the general public is actually lower than it is here with these measurement tools. Look around you, ask the people next to you. Well, the technical term is this quantified self movement, is it? No. You have to keep measuring and checking that. Different kind of neurosis. Okay, yeah. But the quota is higher here. Ask, well, anyway. So 10 years ago, I wouldn't have believed this. Oh, hacking team. Do you remember this? I have a very, well, very vivid memory of this. Traumatic? No. It was a big dump that you had to download first, and that was a problem 10 years ago, where to put this. And you had to wait an eternity because things were slower. And we just had a lot of debates about Federal Criminal Police Office, Tate Trojans, who is actually a customer with these providers, and can you find this in the data? Where are the contracts, the contact data? We searched for this, and it wasn't so easy. It's more easy to handle this data at the time. And there was a lot of time pressure because there was a hearing at the German Federal Constitutional Court, so we spent a night looking through this data, and it showed that the Federal Criminal Police Office was a customer of the hacking team. Do you actually remember what hacking team was? Well, we don't have to have the time, but the talks are all online anyway, right? Pre-owned hardware, well, that is a business area, right? And then the Internet of Dust Catchers. Recently, there was an article in the German paper Süddeutsche Zeitung about the security risk in the living room. And cited were Windows 95 machines that are used to watch YouTube videos down in the basement. Okay. Well, I do believe it immediately, because that's not dust catcher, is it? No, it does catch dust, but the annual clear out could become a family tradition, of course. Who has done it yet? The annual count the MAC addresses in the home network and such. Yeah, 15 of you. Well, this has become more important, though, because of cloud. I thought it had become less important due to IPv6. Well, did you need an address for everything? What else do we have? Yeah. Dating app bots. We had this idea that dating app bots could be linked up and then watch what they do. The videos where Alexa and Siri talk with each other, you've all seen Alexa and the Google thingy. You all know this, it's funny enough, but dating apps, well, I think it's a thing of the past. No. What? No. Dating apps are still a thing. Don't you have any? No. Oh.
Ich auch nicht.
I don't either. Well, I think today you have to be sure to, that there is a face could be generated, beautified. You could have put it this way too, yeah. I remember. I can tell from their beards, by the way. They all have a beard. Well, anyway, the U.S. election campaign 10 years ago. The disinformation campaigns, how afraid were we? So just you have to imagine this. And this year we're sitting here and we're happy that whether in 3 years there will be actually, there will still be an election campaign.
Yeah, we could also talk about election computers, but we won't. From 10 years ago, we don't have time for that, though. Why attack the election computer if you can attack the humans? The statistics. 2025, we are 10 years ahead now. You can see that in the title. We are now giving you the Internet Normality Update for 2025. Numbers from last year in parts. And last year, it seems there was the first official death by ransomware that was actually documented like this by the hospital where he was treated because of a lack of blood reserves. An attack that was done on the service provider that is managing the blood reserves, not even on the hospital itself. Yeah, but I think the indirect deaths were never counted, were they? Yeah, saying that there was deaths, we did that before, but it was in England, but this was the first officially documented one. Well, 119 new security vulnerabilities per day, that's 24% more. Now we have to ask our audience. Once again, didn't catch that from the audience. Whose IT security budget increased by 24%? Over there. All right. Wow. This is from the report of the BSI, a German Office for Information Security. And it says only 44% of Germans know have a secure password. Can you define what a secure password is? Well, uppercase P, the O is a zero, you have to add an exclamation point and of course the year. And yeah, the O has to be a zero. Everyone knows that. All right. Oh, hold your hats. This is the record DDoS of the year, 11.5 terabits per second. And I wanted to know how much of that was on the second-hand shop for Congress tickets, but I found no one who could tell me except something like, well, couldn't have been that bad, otherwise we would have turned it off.
Genau, und dann zumindest mal in England so ein Rekord.
And a record from England. The Information Commissioner Office.
Capita, das ist ein Dienstleister. Der macht auch
Security-Dienstleister. Capita, that's a service provider for IT security, was sued for 14 billion. For 14 million pounds because of ransomware claims. And why only 14 million? Because otherwise they would have become bankrupt. It's still ongoing, too big to fail, I don't know.
Aber da war noch mehr.
Well, there was more. 2025 was the year where there were crazy AI-generated audio translations everywhere that everyone hates, and I hate them so much. And for that, I want a loud.
Thank you, AI.
And I think this is 20% is nothing compared to the 60% on TikTok. And from the remaining 40%, you know, they're enhanced, so to say. Is there anyone left who has a normal face? I mean, I'm not watching that, but oh, yeah, true. The last chapter of the book about education, and the last chapter explains what you're not allowed to admit that you know it, to remain recognized as educated. Well, our audience stay silent and doesn't understand. And of those 20%, 280 of the 15,000 most popular YouTube channels, and they have 215 million subscribers and many billion views per year, and they make $117 million of revenue because the other bots are viewing the ads. Yeah, no, don't say that too loud. Sorry. And we have something about that later as well. And we also brought you an image, this is the first in 23 years, the first moving picture. Beware, the moving picture is coming. And this is very good for the environment. It's very environmentally friendly, but we noticed something when we looked at this. The underscore, that's only something old hackers do. Well, who of you still puts underscores in file names? Wow, really? That's almost everyone. Wow, absolutely. Is that this aging population that everyone keeps talking about? Because some of you I already know since you've been this little, but wow. Well, we thought we'd do this in an environmentally friendly way. And we also ranted about this last year already. Yeah. No, it was you. Yeah. Who was criticized this year for not using AI? Oh, all right. Well, do you still read? You can just get that summarized. Wow. I still even go to my school, someone in the audience said. My oldest kid said that there's a bit of a fear now to use too fancy of words because otherwise it might look like you've used AI. So now they're censoring themselves. Thanks, AI. Well, at least we can still laugh about it. Well, this is more of a desperate laugh, I'd say. Yeah. And who was already told they're an AI? Well, also, my initials are AI, someone from the audience said. We need, when we talk about AI slop, I don't want to say the word,
but we also have to talk about vibe coding. Don't know what else to call it. Who was that? Did you have that? Did you hear that? The gagging sound from the audience? Who's having a lot of fun this year with the results of vibe coding? And who was questioning their own sanity? All right. And who's questioning everyone else's sanity? That they're.
Yeah. Software developer.
I'm not a software developer, but many of my friends are. But they're not juniors, they're seniors. So now they have to do the cleaning. They don't just have to clean up, but they also need to clean up because those who vibe coded something, they don't even understand the essence of programming because they don't even understand how the code that was generated is even attempting to solve the problem. So we're on a whole different layer now. The question is, and I read an article somewhere where it said if your law firm uses AI, afterwards you need more lawyers because you now need to find all of the errors. And what are these cases called that you don't want as a law practitioner? Well, they're not cutting down on words, but they're also not cutting down on code. If you look at it, it's so much repetitiveness, but all of you know that already. Well, should we say thank you? Thank you, AI. Who thinks that this creates job security? Well, about 500 of you. All right. E-government, richness in data and crypto. Oh, we have a random order this time. We always find the worst cases, the most. Jaguar had a ransomware case and had to be closed down for more than 5 weeks, and it's not even done yet. They want to fix the remaining problems in January. Well, some January in the future. I don't even know if 2.5 billion in damages is even right, or like, is this just like calculated based on damages also for service providers, or is this more like damage in the GDP of the UK, Great Britain? Well, they have some kind of monitoring center that is evaluating the damages, and they're writing reports that are quite interesting. And the dangerous part of this incident was that there are potentially nation states that could copy this type of attack. Well, but I thought that these were advanced, persistent teenagers. Do you know if they paid the ransom? I don't know. Oh well, let's stay in Great Britain. That confuses me. Well, the quality assurance has failed. Thank you, AI.
Yeah.
Es ging los im Februar.
Started in February, where the government over there was of the opinion that they need access to iCloud, no matter of what nationality the users that they want access to have. And Apple said, then Apple went ahead and deactivated the advanced data protection feature for new customer. Just turn it off. The extensive crypto feature that claims that there's no backdoors, but oh well, we can turn it off anyway. Well, is it even secret? Well, we saw the result, but it's secret what they actually wanted, and also that they're talking about this and the arguments for this, all of this was supposed to stay secret. And how did we find out? The news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
right, in October it continued. Now they want access to the data only of British citizens. And, yeah, important point you're making. Aren't we all citizens of some kind? But what they want and why, we don't know. Well, in any case, this will continue because this is not going to be the last one of those discussions, and other interested states will keep a close eye. And then there was the Doge data coup. Well, they really carried out all the data, went home with all the data. Well, there was one or two things that ended up in the news because someone at some agency was fired because they acted as if they were Doge, and that was only the 1% that they caught. How many people do you think went somewhere, put a hat on, a red hat, and just painted themselves a badge and said, you know, I'm Doge, give me all your data. And they said, yeah, here's the hard drive. Well, that all kind of went under the carpet in the first 2 months of Trump's term, that just, yeah, was buried under all of the other executive orders. Yeah, just like they said, flood the zone with shit, then everything just gets buried. All right. There's still something up there. Well, we kind of want to close with this one because there's the Crypto Wars, Crypto Wars 2.0, Crypto Wars 3.0, Avengers 4.0, Avengers Infinity War. Oh, sorry. Crypto Wars, Infinity Wars, Crypto... You know, right? Infinity Crypto Wars. Yeah, thanks. And they're now absolutely professional. The institutions that are writing the wish lists, they just really are able to execute these laws. And, well, there was some shift there. Well, they're rotating, right? So terrorism, if terrorism is too boring, then it's organized crime and only the worst of crimes. And if that's too boring, then it's, well, won't anyone think of the children? And that's always on the list, protecting the youth and the CSAM reasoning. And next, they're going to say that this is necessary to defend our democracy by verifying our age. And verifying our age is necessary for protecting democracy and protecting the kids. You know how it goes, right? It's a never-ending story. Never, ever. Oh, well. And even though we had the AI executive order generator, there's some things that are banned now. For example, AI systems with unacceptable risk. For example, social scoring done by governments. China. Cognitive manipulation of behavior. So now Duolingo, of course, as you all know, just disappeared from the market. And you all noticed AI for recognizing emotions in the workplace is gone as well now. Well, you didn't have that? Well, you just didn't notice.
Schrilles Gelächter aus dem Publikum.
Well, absolutely enormous laughter from the audience. No, I don't know. Oh, that was this year. That was not last year. Well, I feel like it was 2 years ago. And the official name was Sickengate. I think that's the official name. If you remember in March, and which is decades ago by our standards nowadays, the interesting part is I always have to think of Snowden. And, of course, of many others who were for other similar minor offenses that they did against the protection of secrets in the US are now imprisoned. And I just like the words. And the Signal group's name was interesting. It was called Small Hoodie Group. And that begs the question, was there also a big hoodie group? Anyway, in December there was some reports that unlike the other government members like J.D. Vance or the CIA director or Mike Waltz, the war minister, an inspector that was conducting, like making a report on this case, well, they did not cooperate and the data was already gone. But because of Antlik published everything after a delay of 1 day, they were able to tell which of the information was actually submitted before the deadly attack in Yemen. And, well, the sentence still out. Well, we also wanted to ask the audience some questions of whether you had to implement new laws. Who's one of the 30,000 who are at a company who's impacted by that? By the NIS2 law. Who here thinks this is more of a compliance theater than real security? And who thinks this is more security than compliance theater? Five. I know what Fefe, a German blogger, would have said. What?
Yeah, so we have to hurry up. Speak quicker. FortiGate vulnerability dump in February. That was interesting because someone did the dump in February this year, and then from the result from vulnerability in FortiGate from 2022, and you could have a look at what it was there to find and have a look at it. It's super interesting. Citrix. By 2, 3, 4, who knows, who's counting, Ivanti, who cares, we don't want to normalize it, we tasked ourselves with not normalizing it, but what do you want to say? Yo. 20 years of Zero Day Initiative.
Die sind auch alle völlig geschockt.
They're shocked. 20 years ago? That was like 2 days ago. No? Oh. Okay, continue. The malvertising? That was a leak, right? Reuters article? Meta was in focus, yeah, I think. So. Someone leaked to Reuters that Meta had a look how much they revenue they're doing with malicious advertising, scam advertisement, and it's about 10% of their revenue. That's not too much, right? Yeah, sure. That's $16 billion. It's totally clear that advertising is not going to die, except someone is going to prescribe ad blockers. I don't know, like, if you don't hope for the government, you're going to hope for insurances. And insurances that prescribe ad blockers, and they can, you know, always show it in number of damages. And there's going to be a tipping point, and the hand of the market, the invisible one. Okay, so, That was also a real joy, right? Windows end of 10. Well, not for too many, but it was a joy to watch how Microsoft did the prolonging and with what criteria they started. And they said, well, yeah, you got a one last chance with forced to cloud and registration, forced registration, and even more pressure. And the workshops, the end of 10 workshops got quite a bit of like attention here, yeah? You underestimate the motivation of a relative who thinks that the laptop's still good.
Yeah.
it's a part of the Digital Independence Day. It just started a little earlier. Yeah. The trigger. The question is what you can use, take from a downage of AWS US East once for 6 hours. But I had a demand. I would have a demand. What happened? Could we do a Germany-wide cloud emergency exercise? The question is, how long? Who would say half a year? Only five of you. Who would say 3 months?
I wanted to
see, count backwards, not upwards, to see where the threshold is. 1 month?
Oh, come on.
Well, the emergency exercise needs to be serious. We're going to, for the protocol, we're going to say that the audience have put up their hand in their entirety, and then we're going to negotiate with the politics that it's going to be 1 day.
Yeah,
you can tier it in a different way. You can say the foreign, kind of shut off the foreign cloud services even longer, all three. All three of them, yeah. And to improve the digital sovereignty. you need digital passport, like border controls. Someone thought about this in a different way. I'm against these border controls in Schengen space, but that, therefore, the digital sovereign, data sovereignty, I don't know. What was nifty? That was nifty. At Amazon, they found out employees from North Korea via their keyboard latency. I found that nifty. I had a look at the latencies. That was kind of cool. And without AI. They can't say thank you, AI, for that. Quicker, faster. Let's go forward. Let's talk about the future. And that what's to come. And that will be good. Because we said it in the digital border controls and from the audience. So someone has an idea. Dobrindt Cyberdom. Dobrindt is the Minister of the Interior of Germany, and the cyber. Dobrindt went to Israel to visit, and he brought a action paper for cybersecurity. And you have to read it, and it was just 3 points. One of it was the Cyberdome, and for 2026 we'll get a realization concept for what you're going to ask yourself, what does the Cyberdome do? It'll defend itself automatically from cybersecurity attacks. I don't know what you're doing at late night, but I'll read the Ministry of the Interior's public press releases, and this was August, and in October the Cyberdome was declared as a digital protection shield for the economy, society and administration, and then it was degraded back to partial automatization of detection of attacks. And doesn't it give you hope? Connection with the Israeli security service, maybe? The rockets were too expensive. Everything's going to be great next year. Of a plan in February? I didn't say that. It's a realization concept. No, don't be too quick. Yeah. We have time. We could talk hours about this plan, but no, it's not. It's not worth it. The informatical attacks. Is that what they said? What are informatical attacks? Are they attacks of the informaticians, like the computer scientists, or? Yeah. It's similar to where's the difference, binary and dual. We can't. Dual doesn't build record players. Those who understand that jokes are old already. Shit, man. We're demanding the national data secure saving games, retention games. I don't know. A good backup is the last level of defense, and we have to see this in a positive way. Why did you use the term games then? Well, because I didn't want to write backup Hunger Games. You know the jokes, you know. You had a backup until you actually.
And this is a precondition for the federal cloud emergency situation, right? But surely you have to win medals for this. Physical ones? Yes, of course. Yeah. Participation certificates. Yes. Yeah. Certificates of participation in the federal data backup games. Paid educational leave. You can read a book then. Well, there is a legal obligation in the last few years that came to be able to choose in your operating system which browser you use, but no obligation to be able to choose whether the standard default cloud thing is are to be hosted in your own country or even on this planet. That cannot be right. Do we have a space cloud now? Shooting up into the sky is too expensive. We could have listed this space cloud.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can talk about this half a day. Well, let's just leave it. AI and certification. You all know, at least I hope that you all know, the concept of entitification, the three stages of it. I think Corey mentioned them in his talk, but do say. I think so too. If you don't know them, you all have to read the book. You can read it up online too. I believe this will be next level, because so much more is possible than just recording user behavior and playing out adverts, because the whole content that people put in there and upload, the dialogue that could happen there, the difference between an advertising break and product placement on the one hand and advertising dialogue or something on the other, that potentially could be so cruel with the agentic add-on. What? Well, you actually have to sabotage this. If you, for the agentics, you kind of have counter interfaces, not just agentic AI, but we need an open standards for the bribing of AI agents, so that companies can apply at the AI agent, telling them how much money they'll give them so that it will buy their product, which then they send back after 2 weeks. Maybe they all don't have a business model. We can see it there, can't we? Well, let's just throw a few business models up to the wall and see which one will stick. Well, I'm sure the next year, oh dear, yeah. We live in interesting times. Exactly. Last year, we talked about the issue of AI resource consumption. Well, you did. You did. I'm still angry about this being a footnote. I'm so angry about this. We have to keep stressing this. So we heard about this all, and energy consumption we've heard about. Water consumption is something that people are getting more aware of. Who was talking about uranium consumption? Who knew about that or had that on their radar? Who wanted to buy RAM last month? Mm-hmm. Right. And this would really anger the consumers if this news gets through in 2026. There is this hope, isn't there? People hope that software will become small and lean through this. Sorry, lean and small. Vibe coding, that does not, no. Well, it depends on how you define the AI or instruct the AI, right? In any case, they will sell us the claim that only AI can do it, right? Yeah. I believe with Flash and RAM, we need a big, fat thank you, AI. Yeah, so that's what we have. But this is about what's coming. And what is coming is simply next-level AI training content wars, right? And this is not just this, oh, let's buy Reddit, or what other has been brought up? No, that actually has been checkmarked already. Disney has just sold licenses. Yeah, they actually paid out some money to people whose content models are falling by the wayside, but that is not the next level, right? No, that is not the next level. This is what we have. So what will the next level be if everything that you can buy up is bought up after earlier everything that was stolen was stolen? Hey, I know. What? They now have to keep employing all these writers so that they create new content. Yeah, yeah. Or, well, they'll be trying something else. Well, Microsoft Recall, screenshots of everything you do, yeah, right? But I think Google knows a bit better than Microsoft what everyone is doing. Yeah, every question to Google is an answer to Google. Well, there are no questions. Everyone who's in the Google thing are only doing AI, of course. So you have to scroll down so much, so you can't get past the AI, really. Yes, and we are in this interesting intermediate phase where perhaps quite often the AI-generated answer is the same as the 13th link and therefore an improvement, because the first bought results were SEO waste anyway. Crap. But that's just an intermediary phase, of course. And the question is, what is the next level content? Smells. Okay. No. We will therefore have to consider whether the smells of this Congress should be open source licensed. Okay, I won't say this, but you, of course, have to go to the physical world, right? The park benches? Yes, all park benches will be equipped with microphones to record real conversations between real people. Oh, this is WhatsApp. Come on. You think you only will get old people this way, sitting down and talking on a park bench because there is no young people there anymore? Yeah, okay. Well, the companies will simply reuse the user data in a different way. But content by real people or beings, creatures that cannot be told apart from real people. Chat control.
Yeah.
Right. Microphones. More microphones, more cameras. Secondary use of surveillance. Well, we don't want to end so negatively, right? Okay. Quickly. Okay.
You can repair all of our train infrastructure with this. All right. The slide says gamification architect for Jira, SAP, RKA, and time tracking.
New keywords 2006, business models, crypto, and sport.
The new fields of revenue. This is about gamification. Wow, you did all of the, you closed all of the phishing tickets. You're such a hero. I really thought, yeah, wow, thank you, AI. That's true, yeah. I thought I would fall off my... Well, what we really need on this planet is asset management gamification. The part of the company with the best CMDB quota will win. The education quota. Okay. All right. That's an important one, not just for us. How do we have to continue our own development? Where do we see ourselves in 5 years? The hilarious laughter in the audience is truly amusing. Well, thank you. What is? We really only have two left. What does the ideal employee in 2026 look like? Fully replaceable by AI, but 5 days in the office. Therefore, we need return to office simulators, because the employees need to go to the office, the management doesn't for reasons, and you can just simulate that. But to end this with a positive note, to end this year in a positive light and to give you this feeling of warmth that everything will be fine and send you into the next year like this, we decided finally law security in law for IT security research. This is actually cited from the coalition agreement. After 17 fucking years, it will finally be reached. We wish all of you a great transition into the year of 1984. Get home safe and have fun on your devices.
Yes, and because this all was all so nice, let's all say together, thank you, AI, thank you, Ron and Konz. And thank you for listening to our interpretation of the Security Night. Thank you.